All right, we're back for another Father Son podcast. How you doing, Forrest?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm doing good. I'm the dad, he's the son. We're ready to go. That's your turn of thought.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, no, man. How's your butt doing?
Good.
Good. We had some chicken wings today, so I was just checking on Forrest's butt.
How is your belly / digestive system?
Not so good. I got some mud butt. You know, mud butt's like when you got to run to the bathroom and it comes out of your butt like mud, and there's a lot to wipe, and it's sticky, and it's gross. Oh, it's bad. It's some bad. Those wings got me. As soon as I was done eating, I had to run up the stairs and go to the bathroom.
You flashed up there.
I did. I was like pulling my pants down. I almost pooped on the floor, but I made it to the toilet. Yeah, that's some bad stuff. I don't know why those chicken wings get to me really bad, really quick.
We had good chicken wings today, though.
Yeah, we went Lovejoy Pizzeria. Woo! I know I'm not giving a endorsing. I don't know. It's probably not a good thing to talk about them making my butt hurt, but they taste so good.
You can obviously tell they're not sponsoring you.
Yeah, they're definitely not sponsoring me. I wouldn't be able to talk about water butt. Yeah, so how did you like? That was the first time you really mouthed some medium wings.
Yeah, they were good. They were buttery.
Yeah, there's a lot of butter. Uh-huh. So it makes a lot of butter, and we get them extra sauces, so they're just like dripping in the butter sauce. Oh, it's so...
It was like buffalo chicken soup a little bit.
Yeah, it sure was. It's really, really good. It's really creamy, their sauce. They use a lot of butter, and I'm not sure what else. They probably put some blue cheese or something in it.
Butter, cream, butter, yeah. Heavy cream.
Yeah.
That's blue
good.
Cheese.
Yeah, something like that. Very, very, very good. Then the wing portions are pretty good, too. I got one wing today that must have been like a genetically engineered bird because the wing was all messed up. But there was a lot extra meat on it, so it was pretty good, even though it was a little dumb.
Probably was genetically modified.
Yeah. Chicken wings are hard to get nowadays. They're getting really expensive because we eat so many chicken wings.
Technically, they should be cheaper.
No, because they're running out of chicken wings. Because the chickens die. There's only two wings on each chicken.
That's true. We're eating so many chicken wings that there's no more chickens to make chicken wings.
Yeah, we need to genetically modify chickens to have like 12 wings instead of two.
Then or we could just genetically modify them so they have a lot of kids and make them extra fertile.
We can do both. And if every one of the kids has 12 chicken wings, we can bring the price of chicken wings down. So the common man like me and you can afford to eat some more chicken wings.
Wouldn't the wings be smaller then, though?
Nah, if the birds get bigger, we can make the birds bigger too. We make them bigger, fatter wings.
The evolution of chickens are going to be out of whack if we do that.
It's bro science, dude. We can do whatever we want in bro science. That's how it works. Made it to the gym today for Sunday Fun Day. How was that?
Good.
I like that you made that kid cry. What was his name?
I don't know.
We're going to call him I don't know, I guess. That poor kid. Why was he crying?
He was just frustrated, yeah. And he was hurting a little bit.
Yeah. How was his neck?
I don't know. We were doing the darses and stuff, so it might be actually a little sore.
Yeah.
He's probably pretty sore, which is... I don't think he's gone... How many has he gone to?
I don't know.
Does he go every week? Or?
He was there last week.
So he's a bit on and off, so... And he also plays soccer, so he's probably not used to the...
To the toughness of the sport. Yeah. Wrestling is the toughest of all the disciplines, too. Yeah. I think it's tougher than Muay Thai, to be honest with you. A little bit different kind of toughness, but definitely tougher. You did good today. I like that he had the same soccer jersey that you used to wear.
That's not my jersey.
Bernie Goy. No, I know it's not the jersey you wore. But
I used to have that jersey,
yeah.
It's not the same, though.
No.
Mine are different.
Yeah, but it was like the same color and the same sponsor and the same team.
Yeah.
I like it.
That was the expensive soccer league.
You are not kidding. We had to drive all over. Yeah.
And it wasn't that good, I don't think.
I don't know. It was all right.
I had like two coaches yelling in my face because we were losing because we were on the D team.
That's what happens when you pay a lot of money. They want you to win. You're supposed to win. They're supposed to yell at you. That's what sports is about. Coaches yell at you and you go out and you feel bad.
And they were swearing. And I was like 2 years younger than I am now.
Aww.
So that's pretty messed up.
I don't know. We were pretty rough
for rich, for rich people soccer league.
Well, you got to be tough to make champions.
I guess.
You're helping make that kid a champion today.
They weren't exactly great coaches either.
Mm-hmm.
They just like to swear, I think.
Yeah. So getting back to the gym today, there's a lot of points where I could tell you were going. I was watching while Muhammad was beating me up. I could tell there's points where you were going really soft at times. You're being really nice. You're letting him choke you, letting him do a lot of things to you.
Yeah.
And then you helped him up every time. And Mustafa was like, "Be rough. Don't be so nice." Why are you so nice?
I don't know. Because he was about to break. It's also, I wasn't thinking about this at the time, but it's also not good if your training partners break. Maybe my subconscious was telling me to be nice to him so I still have him for the next round.
So you still have him? I just want to talk a little bit about fighting, I guess. You know, you were being really nice to him, but he's the kind of kid that if he got your neck yoked up, he wouldn't be nice to you. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're being nice to him, but if he could get his way on you. Stop picking at the chair. That's why the holes are so big in that chair, because you keep picking at it. Don't pick at that chair anymore, all right? So that was a really nice chair until you picked two holes in it.
I didn't pick these holes in it. They were already there.
It's gotten a lot bigger right now with you picking at it. Don't pick at it. Keep your nervousness to yourself. Pick your own body. Don't pick my chair. Your body will heal itself. I got to buy a new chair. And I got that one for Christmas present, too. It's my poker table chair. Don't pick at it.
I'm not.
Don't look at it. Put your leg over it. Look up. Look at the mic. Keep your hands in your lap, folded. Or 10 and 2, something. Keep them away from the chair. Anyways, that kid, if he gets a chance, he'll yoke you up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, does that change the way you would react today at all or no?
I don't know. Probably maybe a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah.
I might not help him up every time, and I probably wouldn't let him choke me, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I help him up sometimes, and I wouldn't like... Yeah. I wasn't like being rough with him either.
I know.
And I also had my... right foot forward, which I was trying out today because that's how I'm supposed to stand because I'm right-handed.
Yeah, if you're a wrestler. If you fight, you're going to be the other foot forward.
Yeah.
So I got your wrestling all messed up, but you're... Oh, is that why you looked a little awkward today?
A little bit.
Yeah, I was watching, like...
Because Coach Mustafa fixed my stance, and then I try to stay in that stance because that's the stance I'm supposed to be in.
Yeah, but you've always been wrestling with left foot forward. Yeah. It's probably really, really weird.
A little bit. It wasn't too bad.
It probably feels more natural, though, because that's the natural way for you to wrestle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
It wasn't too bad, but it definitely didn't feel the same.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't feel as comfortable.
No wonder your single looks so far off, because you're, like, way, way weird. Like, you're really far away from when you're turning the corner.
Yeah.
But now it makes a lot of sense to me.
Because I had my right foot forward.
Yeah. Wow.
You didn't tell that? You couldn't tell that I had my right foot forward?
So I watch you, right? And I'm a dad, I'm always watching you, but I'm wrestling at the same time and I'm tired, I'm fatigued, and I'm in between getting thrown, you know, because we're working hard, you know, mm-hmm. So I only get like 2-3 seconds to look at you at a time, maybe. And some of it I'm getting thrown through the air while I'm watching you. Literally, like when he's doing arm spin and stuff, I was watching you, but I'm getting arm spun as I'm watching you, you know?
So you have to pay some attention so you don't get hurt.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can fall without getting hurt. I can split my concentration like that, but I need to be there for my partners, too. I need to concentrate on getting up, getting back. When I'm pummeling and grappling, I can look, but, you know, there's times where I have to pay attention to what's going on. And then Andrew is a little slower. I think his name's Andrew, or Andy. He's a little bit slower, so it wasn't like the high pace that me and Muhammad keep. And so I had a little bit more time than I normally would to watch you today. And I was just watching, like, you know, your motions and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'm glad. And I think your personality, you'd probably let that kid choke you anyways, even if he was trying to get over on you. I don't think it'd be too much different.
No, me neither.
And I think you need to fight your personality, but I think you need to know if you're going to be like that, that people are going to try and hurt you. You need to... make sure that you're very, very skilled.
Yeah.
You know, because you need to look out for your body, too. And I know when things get heavy, you guys are... You throw blows, too. You ain't scared to throw down. But, yeah, you can still be you, I think.
Him?
No, I said you can still be you. You can you can still be the person that you are and compete in the sport. You just need to be aware that people are gonna, you know, try and hurt you sometimes. And when they get the lead, they're gonna rub it in. You know what I mean? They're gonna make it tough for you.
Yeah.
So you need to be mentally ready to accept that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, if someone gets you like that, then you're gonna be like, psh, I'm gonna get you over and over and over again. Cause I'm kind of like that. Except I'm a little bit more competitive than you, so. Like, I get heated when I compete, and it's a good thing. Not heated where I'm out of control, and I can't control my emotions, but, like, God damn it, this is my mat. He's not going to do that to me. I own this space, you know? That's what goes through my head sometimes. He can't touch my legs. He's not good enough. Why did I let him touch my legs? I got to get better. You know, in the last little bit, I haven't been like that as much, and you haven't really seen me like that too often, but I still get like that every now and then.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to have if you're gonna be a real competitor.
Yeah.
You gotta have that inside you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta always look out for your body, even doing jiu-jitsu. So make sure you're always better than that kid so he doesn't get yoked on you. But I just want to say that was a super proud papa moment today when you kept making that kid cry. You know, like, I was super happy that you were physically dominating someone, although that sounds horrible to say. And it was even better when he went to go cry by his mom, and then his mom looked at him like, what are you doing? Like, it was good. Like, it was a good lesson for him because he's got to get tougher. It was good for you to see what kind of man you are, too. I like that you were trying to help him get through it. And then, you know, at the end of practice, I tried to give him a little peppy speech, too, you know, to make him want to come back. Because I really think that to embrace the grind, you really need to embrace it. You can't just grind, or you're just going to want to quit. And once you quit at something, it's easy to quit at everything, you know. And I don't want them to quit in life. I want them to be a good kid, you know. I want everyone to be good. So I think it's important sometimes that we get pushed to our limit, because we need to be able to push past that limit.
Yeah.
And we need to know where we break. So we can go right up to that point right before we break, get a little bit tougher so that limit gets higher up. And then we won't break that time. We'll break the next time.
Those sprints were tough, by the way.
Those sprints were tough. But you were killing it, dude. You were winning. You're beating McBride's. I only beat one McBride.
That was because I was using my strategy. Yeah. And they were all going to the end instead of stopping where we started on the other side.
What was your strategy?
So instead of running full speed first, I think it's just better for me when I run slower, so that I can cut faster, and then I can just accelerate as fast as I possibly can back.
I beat, I forgot who I was racing against now, but I didn't beat Muhammad. He was like 3 steps ahead of me, but I beat the other McBride girl. I forgot which one it was. I can't remember. Who was it? Do you remember?
The oldest one?
No, I don't know. Who was doing his sprints with us? Because they started out, there's supposed to be 2 of them, and then there's only 1 of them because they weren't so good at listening today.
I don't know.
I was concentrating on sprinting. I don't even remember who was. I knew Muhammad was in front of me, and my goal was to beat him one goddamn time. And I think I crossed. I tied him once. Maybe I tied him once. I don't know. My entire focus was ahead. I wasn't looking like periphery or behind. I just wanted to beat Muhammad. That's why I like to practice so much, because I know what the alpha male in the room is. The alpha male in the room is definitely Muhammad.
So you're trying to beat the alpha male?
I want to be the second alpha male. So if Muhammad's never there, I'm the alpha male. But, man, there's some competition in that room, because Sean, that guy used to have long hair, and now he's got short hair. He's a beast. That Andrew Kidd, he's a beast. Everyone that comes in there is a beast. It's tough. That little girl today was a beast.
The little girl?
The little girl? She would smack Santiago around. Lily Santiago, if you're listening to this, you need to get tougher, because that girl's coming for you. She's going to eat your lunch. She's going to shake you upside down by your heels and shake the change out your pocket and get your lunch. You better get to it. Yeah. I like calling people on the podcast. It's fun, because they'll probably never listen to it. And if they do, then I can laugh about it if they did. Oh, snap. All right, last thing I want to talk about is homework. How'd you think you done homework this week?
Not good.
Not good at all. Why?
Because math was long.
Why?
I made it long.
Why?
Because I was listening to other stuff.
Why?
I don't know.
All right. So here's the deal. I try to treat you as much like a doll as I can. I give you lots of rope to hang yourself with, right? I'm very considerably different than mom's style of parenting. Mom kind of tells you what to do and keeps telling you what to do when you guys butt heads a lot. That's not really my personality. My personality is not really about conflict. It's about, really it's about grinding. Like, everything in my life is about grinding, and I want you to be able to grind at homework. So, for me to grind, I sometimes need to take short breaks, right? Like, you know, I usually clean for an hour, I do work for an hour, and then I take a break to play, right? And then I go back and I do it again, and that's how I keep grinding the whole time. And like, some guys take like 3-4 hours and I hang out on the weekend, we get like one or two, maybe even less than that, because we're always grinding, right? We're always doing work. Like, we just keep at it. And I give you an opportunity to set up your schedule any way you want, right? I was like, you gotta get your homework done. I gave you guidelines what you needed to do to be able to play video games, and you kept up with them on Friday, but then you dropped off on Saturday and Sunday, right? It took you forever to do your math homework, like 3 days almost, because you have lots of little distractions going on, right? When you are doing your homework, you need to concentrate on your homework. You should sit up on a table like I have it set up on a table, and you should do your homework at the table. And when you're grinding on homework, you should be grinding on that homework. You shouldn't be worried about whatever BS you're listening to on the podcast. Even though it's not BS, I know you're learning stuff and you're getting smarter. And it's probably a better education than your schoolwork, to be honest with you. I'm not arguing with you on that point. I absolutely agree with you. I think listening to podcasts and learning what you want to learn about is just as important, probably more important, than the learning that you're doing, learning your math formulas and techniques that you're probably never going to use again. I agree with you. But, it's your job to do that. You need to get that job done. And that's what you're tasked to do. When you're given a task, you need to accomplish that task. That's how life works, right? There's lots of bullshit at my job that's stupid. Like, there's no reason for me to have to do it. Like, it's actually losing the company money, and, like, I mean, it's your job to point out what's wrong, right? If you point out to someone that it's wrong, and they still want you to do it, and they're the people that pay your checks, you're like, all right, I still do that. And then if it gets to the point where that's unacceptable to you, then you go start your own place. That's what this country is about, right? Well, you can't go start your own school, and I'm not willing to homeschool you, so you need to get your fucking homework, your freaking homework done. Sorry, I didn't mean to cuss at you. But you need to get that stuff done, right? And I think I'm more than fair about it. And I'm trying to treat you like an adult. But you get the good aspects of adulting, you get the bad aspects of adulting right now, because you're ready to cry, but you deserve to be ready to cry because you need to get that shit done. It's important. Okay? I'm telling you. Big grades are important for you because you have lots of aspirations in life. Right? And you're doing a great job with it. You're doing a great job with school. And you're really upset now because you care about school, and that's a great thing. And you know you messed up. And that's another reason why you're sad. And mom probably is ready to yell at you all the time, too, you know? You're getting so frustrated because mom's like, oh, I'll do your homework. And you're like, oh, why is mom always nagging me about my homework? I know that's what you're thinking, right? It's because you didn't get it done. And if she was here, she'd be yelling at you guys. You guys would be fighting downstairs. For me, I'm like, if you're too tired, go to sleep. Get up, do it in the morning, right? I'm giving you the opportunity to do it however you want to do it, but it needs to get done, okay? So next weekend, no video games until all the homework's done, all right? That's the punishment. If you get it all done, then the weekend after, we're going to go back to our old ways, all right? But you need to go back and earn that, all right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. And I know you hate when we do this on a podcast, but I think this is a great lesson for you, and I think this is a great lesson for anyone that listens to this, right? You can't yell at your kids because you're going to make them hate school, right? Hate coming home, and I don't want to have bad interactions with you, right? If I have to interact with you every day. If I hate you, and I'm sick and tired of your bullcrap all the time, I'm not going to want to deal with you. We're not going to have good times, right? Right now, I'm like, I'll just put it off. I'll talk to him about the podcast. He'll feel bad. We'll fix the problem, right? We're just going to have communication, and we're going to get through it, and we're going to solve the problem. Neither one of us is going to be mad. We'll have one conversation where we're not at our best, like right now. I'm being the dad part, and you're being the sad kid part, but It's important, right? It's my job to be your dad, put you in your place sometimes when you mess up. And even though it's not your job, you're a really good kid. When I'm a bad dad, you put me in your place, right? I messed up a lot, right? I've done a lot of not great parenting. And I fully admit to all the bad mistakes I made. But my goal is not to make me a better person, although it is. My goal is to be the best person I can be. My goal is to make you an amazing person. And I think we've done a great job. And Mom does a great job. And I think I do a really good job, too. Just we have different styles, right? And when Mom's gone, you need to adjust to my style, right? K-Man style. Get it straight or get the punishment, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to do it because you're good. I think you can handle these responsibilities. And this is what life is like. I could go out and not do anything the whole time and try and get everything done at the end of the week or just not even do it, right? But look how much we got done this week. We've been killing it, right? We got a lot done. I think my style works pretty good, especially for the two of us. I think we gel really well together. Like, we're both dudes. We have kind of similar personalities, although you're a little bit more tedious and you like a little bit more structure than I do, right?
Yeah.
I think that we're doing a really good job this week. I think all in all, this was a great week for us. What do you think?
It was a good week.
Yeah, really good, right?
Yeah.
I had a great week with you. We made the podcast every night. We got everything done we needed every night. We were up a little bit late, but we're up a little bit late. And the thing is, you've been getting up early. You know what I mean? So we need to get you to bed a little bit earlier. We're going to have you in bed by 10 o'clock this week. Right? That's pretty damn good. That's a lot better than we're doing all week. And we're going to strive to get better. All right? Try and make it home a little bit earlier from practice this week. Last week I ended up coaching a little bit more than I wanted to. But it is what it is, you know? Like, sometimes life happens. Same thing for you. And we'll get done whenever we need to get on. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud that you grinded and you got that homework done today. Even though I forgot your social studies sheet. Not good. Right? That personal responsibility part, you're going to get. All right? Sometimes you get a little bit off. And everyone does, right? Really good relationships, whether they're working relationships or business relationships, they all need resets sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And today's our reset. It's a very public reset, but it's a reset, all right? And the reason I like to do it on a podcast is, number one, 20 years from now, we can go back and listen to this, and we're going to hopefully you'll see what I'm trying to do with you. Because as you get older, your understanding what's going on is going to be different. Like at, I don't know, how old are you, 6 now? When you're 6, your relationship with me is different than when you're 12, then when you're 18, then you're 22, then when you're 40, and then when... Well, I'll probably be dead by the time you're 40, but when you're 40 and then when you're 60 and I'm long gone, this will be here for you to listen to somewhere, right? So you can be like, man, my dad was really dumb. Really, really dumb. I can't believe I thought he was cool. And then, you know, you can make fun of me with all your old people that are all pooping themselves at the old retirement home. We started with poop. We ended with poop. I think it was a good podcast. With that. Father Son Podcast, we out. You can't nod, you gotta talk.
Yeah, we're out.